This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah,
we are live. It is the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. Now, a lot of you have probably been following the on-again, off-again situation with Ann Coulter's speech at Berkeley. Of course, several months ago, we had Milo try to give a speech there. It ended in absolute bedlam and chaos. Berkeley has made it clear repeatedly that they don't stand behind the First Amendment unless you're spouting far-left, regressive, social justice warrior rhetoric. Then you can do whatever you want, but God forbid you would commit the thought crime of having a different opinion, because we don't want to actually celebrate and embrace diversity of opinion and thought in universities, do we? God forbid! Ann Coulter calls Berkeley's bluff administrator's reverse decision to cancel speech. The pressure has worked, but they're still trying to reschedule it. Ann Coulter wants to do it on the originally scheduled date of April 27th. If the Berkeley police actually did their job, which they didn't in this case, which they didn't during the Battle of Berkeley last weekend, then the situation would be a whole lot easier, wouldn't it? Let's go to Ann Coulter on Sean Hannity now, talking about Berkeley's reversal. Here's the clip.
I think that Berkeley just want, for one thing, they are so completely insulated. Obviously, they were stung by all these lefties around the country saying, well, no, even though you're a university campus and you seem to have abandoned all constitutional rights or concept of free speech, you have to let people speak. You can't discriminate them against them on the basis of viewpoint. No, you cannot impose arbitrary and harassing restrictions on the exercise of a constitutional right. I don't happen to be available on May 2nd. Moreover, there are a lot of great reporters in San Francisco. I think they might want to ask Janet Napolitano this. Is she willing to have, even if this were possible, to pay the hundreds of thousands of dollars in rescheduled, rebooked hotel rooms, flights for me, my security, my guests? Was Vincente Fox required to reschedule randomly? When they canceled originally, they said they'd reschedule for September. Now, which they just pick another date out of the hat. None of this has to do with security. After acceding to all of their requirements, which were also arbitrary and silly, and they claimed it was on the basis of safety, I suggested two measures that actually would allow free speech to exist on Berkeley if they wanted it to. And that was one thing, to announce that any students caught engaging in violence, mayhem, or disrupting an invited speaker's speech would be expelled. And number two, to have a little talk with the Berkeley chief of police, who was allowing these Rodney King riots to go on whenever a conservative speaker speaks. This is a form, it is anarchy when you are only enforcing the law in order to allow liberals to speak. But no, we'll let these masked rioters show up with weapons and start. I mean, they are all little beta males, but with a weapon, even a beta male can do some damage, especially to a 99-pound girl. to have them stepping in, yeah. Those private individuals, according to courts, are acting under color of state law. And for the police to refuse to protect even offensive speech, and by the way, I'm the author of 12 New York Times bestsellers, this is damage to my reputation for them to be acting like I'm David Duke out there, but courts have found even somebody out burning an American flag, the police cannot stand by and let skinheads beat them up. That is viewpoint discrimination.
That double standard, isn't it? If the police just did their job and treated everyone equally, we wouldn't have a problem here. Look at what happened in Auburn with Richard Spencer's speech a few days ago. The cops did their job. They broke up the fights. They forced Antifa to demask before they even got to the area. If the cops in Berkeley simply did their job, this wouldn't be an issue. Don't allow the chicken-necked Antifa thugs to burn things down and violently attack people. Then everybody can have their free speech, and this is not even going to be an argument. Just do your damn job and be police officers and allow the First Amendment to be expressed. We will be back live on the Alex Jones Show with more Breaking news, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about Infowars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at Infowars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at Infowars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at Infowars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at Infowars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get Infowars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of Infowars Prime. Infowars has come a long way, and Infowars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay out over me.
We are live into the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're talking about Ann Coulter and her speech at Berkeley, which was originally scheduled again for April 27th. They tried to cancel it. Huge amount of pressure. They had to back off. Now they're trying to rearrange it for a different date. Ann Coulter is refusing to back down. We also have Howard Dean, the former presidential candidate, coming out and saying, hate speech is not protected by the First Amendment. That's the headline. Howard Dean, in a tweet, the former Vermont governor and DNC chair, said, quote, hate speech is not protected by the First Amendment. That was his tweet. Newsflash for Howard Dean, there's no exception in the First Amendment. Everything goes. Also, the Supreme Court has ruled over and over again that hate speech is part of free speech. Of course, we know that, according to a leftist, hate speech is disagreeing with their opinion. So that's why it's important to remain part of the First Amendment. But according to Howard Dean, he doesn't know the Constitution. He doesn't know the history of Supreme Court rulings. He says hate speech is not protected by the First Amendment. He got absolutely rinsed over that tweet, and rightly so. Leanne McAdoo, we're talking about Ann Coulter. I mean, as I was saying before the break, if the cops in Berkeley just did their job, this wouldn't be a problem, right?
Exactly. That's what we saw in Auburn, where they at least made Antifa take off their masks, saying, listen, we'll let you in the event. You can even take your little rioting sticks in there with you, but you're going to be unmasked. You're going to be open and available to get surveilled and we'll have you on video. So if you want to pull any stunts or, you know, we've got the Antifa group selling concealed knives on their website. So if you want to go stab people, beat them with bike locks, we're going to be able to track you down and find out who you are. There's going to be some consequences.
There was actually an article up today out of American Mirror, and they put up an interesting video. The headline is, Mystery, Did Berkeley Police Fire Stun Grenades at Trump Supporters Instigate Clash? And it's an interesting video. They claim in this video that some of these so-called flashbangs or fireworks that were, you know, fired towards Trump supporters during that clash were actually fired by the police standing on a nearby building, that they actually wanted to create this clash between Antifa and Trump supporters. Again, total opposition to what happened at Auburn, which was the police actually doing their jobs. It seems if this video is true, the police could have actually been inciting that. Now, that's not proven, but that's the claim being made by that video.
Well, of course, that would bolster support for the police to move in and get a little bit more heavy-handed with these protesters, give them, because that initially, when Milo Yiannopoulos was there, the mayor was in full support of these protesters, and then he had to walk that back once he saw how violent these Antifa protesters were. And the fact that they were burning down their own city, beating people up, hitting them with shovels, just really violent. And then the mayor was like, oh, okay, sorry about that, my constituents. I didn't mean for them to burn the town down. And so, of course, they're planning this same type of violence with this Ann Coulter speech. So I can understand the school, you know, it's finals week, people are getting ready for finals, we're concerned. I'm surprised these progressive leftist professors don't just cancel finals altogether and give them a credit for showing up to these riots.
Well, they've actually unmasked some of the individuals involved in these riots at Berkeley, and some of them are professors.
Yeah.
Directly
give them some extra credit.
They're directly involved in the fighting, the beatings. But yeah, I mean, it's an interesting video. The other aspect of it is, of course, what happened at Auburn when the police did their jobs and made Antifa unmask. And we played that video earlier on in the week. They weren't so keen to get involved in squabbles when their faces
exactly
were visible, because their whole shtick is committing crimes.
Exactly. That's what they are showing up to do. Like I said, they're selling concealed knives on their website. So these are knives that look like little credit cards. So they can take these in, and they're for slicing conservatives. This is anarchic. It's the very violence-driven message. And they're protesting against people that they haven't even read their work. I mean, when we had Heather McDonald, her speech was heavily fought against there. They stopped it, shut it down. It was about law enforcement and how dangerous it is for people to be actually targeting now the law enforcement, and the Black Lives Matter shut that down because it was racist. She's racist for saying don't kill cops. That's, you can't say that now. That's a racist thing. So they haven't even read a lot of the works that they're out there protesting and trying to shut down. But what I just think is so incredible is that for some reason they think that this type of violence, this type of censorship isn't going to come back to bite them. Like Howard Dean saying the hate speech isn't protected by the First Amendment. But like you pointed out, hate speech is just whatever the flavor of the day is of what social justice warriors are offended by this week. And that's considered hate speech. But interesting, you know, right now we're seeing how these millennials are being really propagated to and programmed here in the universities. But the generation right behind them is trending more conservative, even more conservative than their parents. So imagine in a few years' time, are those Generation Z, I believe they're called, are they going to be shutting down the progressive speakers from coming into the university? I mean, it's going to completely flip on its head. So it's interesting that they don't think that this is going, that they're always going to be in power and that they're not going to be on the receiving end of this censorship.
Well, I mean, that's the point, isn't it? Progressives or regressives, as they're accurately called, are the new Puritans. It used to be religious conservatives that censored people back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Now it's flipped over. But again, we're seeing the same process whereby this is defended. It doesn't matter what your opinion. Even Richard Spencer, who we disagree with, he has his First Amendment right. Mm-hmm. Just let him express it. Of course, they say that words are violence. Any disagreement with them is actual violence. They've recharacterized it as that in their, you know, Trump derangement syndrome. But we also had the media focus after the second Battle of Berkeley. It wasn't about the Antifa thugs throwing fireworks. It wasn't about them throwing stones. It was about this girl with the dreadlocks being punched.
Moldy locks.
Now, we don't advocate punching women in the face. But if you are going around smashing bottles on people's heads...
With the intent to take some Nazi scalps.
Yeah, which she posted on her own Facebook page, then I personally have got no sympathy for her.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it myself. I wouldn't attack her myself. I wouldn't attack a woman. But if that happens, she's going into that wanting to be violent, wanting to have a violent confrontation. You can't really have any sympathy for her or Antifa as a whole when that's their entire shtick is to cause violence. But what was the media reaction?
It's sort of sexist of you to say that you wouldn't hit a woman.
Well,
so
God forbid.
But then the media was always
in the media. It was this poor girl being punched in the face.
Yeah, you don't see her hitting, throwing bottles and rocks at people beforehand. And I don't, you know, the guy that hit her, I don't think that that's right at all. I mean, obviously, I think that's, but it's just so interesting to see the hypocrisy because they were really pushing, the media was like debating, is it okay to punch a Nazi? Yeah, I think it's okay, you know, and then if it's flipped around and you have
the guy,
violent Antifa people, you can't punch them.
You had the guy, the maker of, what was it, Stranger Things, the Netflix show, get up on stage and say, punch a Nazi in the face. They all celebrated it. If you want to live by that rule, then you die by that rule. So I've got absolutely no sympathy if your people are getting punched in the face because you made that bed. Now you've got to lie in it.
Right. It's just equality for all. We're all equal in our oppression now. But again, how the censorship is going to turn around could come back to bite them. We have the media kind of really celebrating that Facebook and Google, these other tech giants, are going to be using these truthiness filters, as former President Obama called for. But it's now coming back to bite them. It's actually affecting their traffic. Facebook's fake news filter is killing traffic. More news sites are saying we are at the mercy of the algorithms. And so they are now, this is the Chicago Tribune, is one of the most affected by this fake news filter. But that's it. It's just like determining what is hate speech or what's offensive today. People are going to be able to kind of game these algorithms, and everyone's going to be affected. That's why it's so important to fight for the First Amendment and to understand that even though you might disagree with what someone is saying, we have to protect free speech and the free access to information.
And the headline is, we're at the mercy of the algos. More news sites say Facebook's fake news filter is killing traffic. If you want to flash that up, it's a Zero Hedge article. They talk about the Chicago Tribune's deputy editor complaining about the fact that their Facebook reach has been dramatically suppressed over the past few weeks since this new filter came into effect. Now it turns out the Chicago Tribune was not alone. The Boston Globe is also talking about how engagement has plummeted. I've seen this on our own Facebook pages. So it seems that the very outlets that called for this censorship, it's now blowing back in their face, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the legitimate news sources they say they're worse off than where they were to start with before they were calling for all, shut down the fake news, and they all changed their headline. We're the real news. Democracy dies in the dark. And now their online traffic is being affected because you can't just censor one group of people and not think that censorship is going to be turned against you, even by AI, even by an algorithm. They might just decide that you're offensive.
Well, I mean, they came out with a fake news list, one of them, which the Washington Post heavily featured, the prop or not list, which they had to back away from. And it was just basically every conservative website. There's a distinction between fake news blogs that deliberately put out insane headlines, like, you know, Hillary Clinton kills FBI agent was one of them, to make money from advertising clicks, and conservative websites that have a different opinion.
Yeah.
But no, they didn't make that distinction. They lumped everybody in. They tarred us all with the same brush. And now look what's happened. Well done, idiots. Now you're getting censored as well. And they thoroughly deserve it for pushing that in the first place, right?
Right. Well, which is why, you know, I'm really glad to see Ann Coulter is saying, look, I've got a contract and, you know, you don't want to breach that contract with me. I'm going to fight it. I'm going to show up. And allow the police to do their job at this point and let people who aren't students there keep them from campus. Are you going to be going? I know Ann Coulter is actually a big fan of yours, Paul.
I've messaged her, actually, so we'll see. But we'll definitely be sending a camera crew down there. 4, potentially the Battle of Berkeley Part 3, but we will be back on the Alex Jones Show Live. More news about social media, more news about YouTube. We will be back with Leanne McAdoo. Don't go away. Breaking news at Infowars.com. We'll be back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Live on the Alex Jones Show. Coming up in the next segment, we've got a very interesting piece from Alex Jones himself. The truth about what's happening with Bill O'Reilly and Fox News. Of course, we have the brothers now exerting their influence over Fox News Network. What that means going forward, and in fact, I'm going to get into that a little bit later as well. But Leanne, we've got a few minutes left here. You want to talk about PBS putting out Islamist propaganda?
Yes, I know David touched a little bit on this the other day, but so this is a PBS Kids series, Dying to Be a Martyr, and it explores the struggle of being a terrorist. And so they said if this is appropriate for students grades 9 through 12, there are three videos in this lesson plan about the struggle of Palestinian terrorists and basically trying to help them sympathize with the struggle of being a Palestinian terrorist, which they call them liberators, kind of letting them understand why someone would be a suicide bomber, why they would be decide to be a martyr.
Legitimizing it, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just incredible to see how Christianity, for instance, has been so demonized in this country, and it just to the point where people who are Christian are afraid to even speak out because they'll be so fought against. But then you will have Islam, which is like, you know, if you're gay, for instance, it's a sin punishable by death. And that, for whatever reason, is now being held up and exemplified and protected, especially by feminists who are, like, putting on hijabs and stuff in solidarity. It's just so weird.
Linda Sarsour is their big icon now, the Sharia law SCM advocate,
yeah,
who literally said that Ayaan Hirsi Ali, who was a victim of female genital mutilation, should have her vagina removed. She's
right.
The big feminist icon right now.
Right.
But with the PBS thing, again, you know, there's an argument to be made. You drop a drone bomb on someone's house, it's going to radicalize them. Yes, that's one issue. Don't get involved in foreign entanglements. But the argument that terrorism as a whole is a result of Western intervention, that argument can't be made when you account for the fact that terrorism primarily targets Muslims killing other Muslims in Islamic countries, many of which have had no involvement, you know, with Western foreign intervention. So that completely destroys that argument. On the face of it, right?
Right. Well, this is also why you see so many people after a terrorist attack, they're immediately defending the people who are the suicide bombers. And they're basically, they rush to go and sympathize with the people who would mow down innocent people in Nice, for instance, and 80-plus people, including children, killed in this attack. And so they instantly, instead of saying, wow, this is terrible, they say, well, I get it. I mean, you see what's happening in their countries.
You saw it after the Fresno thing. They were more concerned about, again, the narrative on Twitter and denying it. It's like we saw with the French attack yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say it's a terror attack. Don't say it's a terror attack until we know all the details. And by the time they've known all the details in like 2 weeks' time, everybody's forgotten about it, right?
Right, exactly. Don't get in front of the facts.
Yeah, yeah. And then Trump comes out after the French president had come out and said it was terrorism and says it's likely terrorism, so it looks like, didn't even say.
Still searching for a motive.
Yeah, still searching for a motive, and they will run that spiel for hours and then days afterwards until the next one happens, and then it's, oh, we don't know who it is, it might be a white supremacist. Of course, if it is a white person, then it's immediately a terrorist attack, right? Within minutes on Twitter, white people have to answer for this. You've seen the Salon.com articles, you know, the Boston bombing. White people have to answer, but when the Boston bombing happened, they didn't run that same spiel, did they?
No, he got a Rolling Stone cover.
Exactly, he was a rock star.
Yeah.
There's a YouTube fake news workshop. It's out of BBC News YouTube to offer fake news workshops to teenagers. So basically what they're doing, because we're completely decimating them on YouTube, we've got millions of views and subscribers, they've got a pathetic amount, they're selecting and promoting these SJW accounts, putting them in the trending section. You can go down the list, and I'll get more into detail about this later, but it's basically, you know, Black Lives Matter, social justice warriors, feminists. Nobody wants to watch that on YouTube. You've seen the upvotes to downvotes.
Mm-hmm.
It's an absolute wreck. It's a completely demolished channel. Some of these people are quitting altogether because they don't resonate, we do. So YouTube is now trying to game its own system and push these people.
Well, and talk about fake news. I mean, there's just so much fake information out there. I just saw something, I think it was on Instagram about how, or no, it was on Twitter, about how the white English language was created by black people through series of, you know, historical, and it's just like, what are you talking about? No, it was not. It's like a Germanic language. There's a lot of fake news out there, so it'll be interesting to see how the social justice warrior YouTube fares.
They're going to try and push it because they're failing miserably otherwise. Alex Jones is coming up with a special report on Bill O'Reilly and Fox News. Don't miss it. We'll be back live next.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Commented yet on Bill O'Reilly being let go from Fox after 15 years at the top of the cable news cycle with up to 5 million viewers a night. Bill O'Reilly is an obviously very complex character, a very, very intelligent man. I remember seeing him on Extra and shows like that back in the 1980s and early 1990s. Doing pieces on the JFK assassination and the government shipping narcotics into the United States. He was once pretty much a proto-Alex Jones. He was a forerunner of investigative modern journalism and the internet world, kind of a Matt Drudge, in some respects. He was also famous for, you know, saying, yeah, do it live.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a, I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live!
That said, Bill O'Reilly was also a tremendous bully. Famous when he had a radio talk show that failed for having his security team with caller ID, whether it was in Florida or New York, actually in some cases reportedly fly to go to another state, to go to the door and knock on it and threaten callers that had disagreed with him or made a point he didn't like. That is just crazy. Like, I remember him threatening callers on air. We should probably look online and try to find some of those. So the guy was a consummate bully. And he also would do stuff like play a clip of me yelling about some police corruption, turn my face red and say, coming up, we explore sexual predators against women.
They read kind of fast because they're too dumb.
You know what it's like to go to sleep every night knowing you work for a bunch of psychotic killers? You bastards are probably going to end up killing me one day.
Hate speech. Now Facebook is apologizing for allowing it worldwide. But can anything be done to stop the hatred? Which is directly linked into the IRS Tea Party scandal. They'll have a factor investigation.
Well, no one's ever said that about me. So, again, he was projecting on that. Yours truly, Alex Jones, what he himself has settled cases on, not where he put out advances towards women and then they rebuffed it and stopped, but where he pressured people under him over and over and over and over and over and over again to have sex with him. And, of course, they refused him. And then he would reportedly demote them or have them transferred. And Roger Ailes basically encouraged all of this, and he's been let go with the same reason. Now, that said, Roger Ailes and Bill O'Reilly are doing the same garbage that Democrats in Hollywood are even more famous for, but they're getting child actors. Girls and boys have sex with them. That's all come out over and over again, and that all gets covered up. So all I'm saying is, yeah, let's prosecute Edward Snowden for breaking the law, leaking secret documents. After you prosecute our own government and all these corporations for doing things 10,000 times literally worse. And then you'll never get around to Snowden because he was actually exposing criminal activity. So maybe he shouldn't be charged. The point is, letter of the law, spirit of the law. You can't be violating the letter and the spirit many, many times worse than somebody else. And then have the very same system sit in judgment. So this is a part of a purge at Fox by Rupert Murdoch's sons that are admittedly saying this in the news. I was the first to break it during the RNC because I went to the Ritz-Carlton in Cleveland and met for several hours with some of the top Fox people and got the intel, and it all bared out to be true. That there was a coup in Fox. Megyn Kelly was meant to kind of be the flipping of them from conservative Americana, at least light, or what they posed to be, the synthetic version that they used to control the conservative movement, into a whole leftist kind of globalist conservatoid synthetic system even more than what it had been. So a true counterfeit. To lead the conservative movement, the libertarian movement, the nationalist movement, into a true rat hole. But Fox threw everything it had at Trump. Megyn threw everything she had at Trump. It failed. So she left NBC. Ailes still stepped down because clearly he'd done some things that were wrong and bad. I'm not defending him. People say, oh, you're being nice to Fox because you want a job from Roger Ailes. I was offered shows on Fox, okay? I'll get to that in a minute. But expanding on that, they can take them out. They can take Brudge out. They can take me out. They can then shut down all free speech. And that's why you see InfoWars with the total distortions of the media, even more than Bill O'Reilly pretty much last week, being demonized and attacked with a bunch of twisted, made-up garbage, is because they know I basically represent our incredible audience of patriots who understand globalism, understand it's unelected, understand it's authoritarian, and are educating others. So it's our ideology of freedom and free market that is so frightening to the globalists that they've got to take us down. And they can bring down Bill O'Reilly and Roger Ailes, who did have Achilles' heels, and quite frankly did deserve it at a certain level. They can bring everybody down. But you've got to understand, the motive for bringing Ailes and Bill O'Reilly down was not the motive of actually loving women or caring about women. Our own leftist governments back radical jihads, women being sold in Libya after a failed state was created by Hillary by the tens of thousands, ISIS selling thousands of little girls into sex slavery, some of them raped to death. This is all documented, but it's buried in the back of the newspaper, never mentioned on mainstream TV. Jihad attacks happen almost every day now. I mean, we just had another one yesterday, another one today. It's becoming just unbelievable. And they mock Trump saying, what happened in Sweden? Nothing happened in Sweden. So Police officers getting killed, people getting run over every week by cars, getting stabbed, getting shot, getting bombed. Whether it's in England or whether it's in France or whether it's in Sweden or whether it's in Belgium or whether it just goes on and on and on. And they just shut that all down. And that's a big leftist Achilles heel. So they double down and say, no, feminism endorses Islam. Let's put hijabs on. That's their response. This is quadruple down. But getting back to Bill O'Reilly here briefly, because it's so important. Bill O'Reilly, his biggest mistake is he sold out to the system. He was quasi against Trump. He was conservative light. He was completely, basically, again, there to be controlled opposition. But now he's got to be taken down as a sacrificial lamb and as a victory for the left that they're openly destroying any vestige of independent media that could oppose the globalist program.
That's it. I'm not going to say any more.
Okay.
In respect for your father,
September 14th, and I know what I'm doing.
Shut up.
Please don't tell me to shut up.
In respect for your father, who is a Port Authority worker, a fine American, who got killed unnecessarily by barbarians.
By radical extremists,
yeah, fine,
trained by
right.
this government.
Respect
not
for
the
him,
people of America.
I'm not going to address
the ruling class, the small minority.
Cut his mic. I'm not going to dress you down anymore.
And that's why they call us fake news. That's why they lie and say that I'm fake when I'm not. They say, do you ever play an actor? Well, yeah, I do skits and things, but that doesn't mean everything I do is an actor. That's individual bases. It's clear when I do it. Cobra Commander, The Joker, David Mendelsohn III, a British globalist character I played. I mean, when I play a street preacher in Scanner Darkly with Keanu Reeves, Woody Harrelson, all those people, I mean, that's... I actually took a role where I was playing a part of a patriot in the future dystopia who's being arrested for his free speech. Wow. That was 2006. Here we are in 2017, and now it's almost become reality. Now it's near future. The face scanners, the total surveillance, the grid. I advised on that film. My advisory capacity on that PKD film rendition has basically come true. Government bringing in a drug for the population to become addicted to it, then using the drug war to put you in these basic drug rehabs that are actually slave warrants to then reprogram you. And then here we are. So Bill O'Reilly sold out to the system and got burned by it, which is a lesson to all these folks. There's no honor among thieves. But remember this, the truth always will defeat tyranny if people have courage to promote it. That's why Mark Twain said a lie can go halfway around the world before the truth can put his pants on. Another Mark Twain I love to quote, in the beginning a patriot, scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. When the time was cost, succeed, attempt to join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And I am a patriot for our republic. I do support it. It's not permanent, but it's better than every other country's system. I want to restore it. And I want to thank you all for your support and everything you've done in the past to pray for us and to promote our links and our articles. It's a big deal that Cernovich got the documents and Google had to admit that they were having an army of operatives downvote InfoWars stories to block them. That's only part of a wider spectrum of us being strangled right now, but because of you coming through, we're actually growing, all of us together, towards victory in the face of this. So know this, I'll never surrender. To quote Winston Churchill, I will go on to the end, whatever the cost may be. We shall go on to the end, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight, and we shall never surrender. We will defend our republic, we will defend freedom, we will defend Renaissance, we will defend the right to peaceful religion, we will defend the right to art and literature and true culture, and we will defeat the right-wing control freaks, the left-wing control freaks, and all the cults that seek to take humanity and turn us into a bunch of servile, brain-dead zombies. And the zombie war is here. A lot of the public is dumber than a box of rocks. I don't take solace in that. That scares me. But the elite swim in an ocean of idiots. That's why they want to produce more of them. So Bill O'Reilly, with his hundreds of millions of dollars, can sail off into the sunset. But he's a bully, and he's a thug, and he tried to bring me down. I've seen articles on InfoWars, you know, halfway defending him. People say, well, what's this? You don't like Bill O'Reilly. I don't control all my writers. They've got some good perspectives. He's not all bad. I get the fact that it was political targeting. And I get the fact that we're in the same boat, even though I'm not the same type of person as he is. So I understand. They got him. They're coming for everybody else. Limbaugh's attacked me many times. I've defended him. I tried to take him off the air. I guess he didn't like me or thought he didn't like me because they put me on the same time as him. That was not my decision. But, I mean, all the industry says, the media says, you know, I'm the, quote, heir to Rush Limbaugh. Let me say that in final closing. have more listeners and viewers every week than Rush Limbaugh conservatively. He has mainly radio listeners, 20-something million a week. That's huge. Biggest terrestrial show. Then it's like George Norrie and Michael Savage and others. Great guys. And then on the internet, he's got a pretty big presence, but InfoWars dwarfs him. The only thing bigger is Drudge, and it's not about who's the biggest. But if I am the biggest thing out there now, because of you, us together, then am I a target? Well, look at the news. That'll tell you why we're under such attack. Infowars.com/show. Spread that link. Spread our videos. Spread our articles. Please know that you're having a huge effect. Double down in the face of tyranny. They've jumped the shark. They really are going for broke. If they don't get their censorship in place, which they're moving forward with, if we block it, if we expose it, if we have whistleblowers like the Patriots that leaked from Google about Infowars being censored, it'll blow up in their face. And we are the new counterculture. We are the avant-garde. You, just the questioners of the authoritarian system, the pro-free speech people, you're the classical liberals, the paleo-conservatives. And so they miscalculated. If you stand up and you take action and you get the... It's game over, man, to quote Mr. Paxton that just passed last month. Game over! Is it game over for us or them? They've miscalculated. They've miscalculated royale. Royale. So... support us, please. Pray for us. Buy the products. That's how we mainly fund ourselves, as they cut off our advertising like they did with O'Reilly. Please support us. InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of big specials. New specials out today, I'm told. Incredible products. I was just talking to my lawyer the other day, Randall Wilhite, one of the top guys in Texas. And he said, listen, I've been to the... He gave me permission to say this, by the way. I didn't mean to do this plug, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. He said, I've been to the... UT sleep specialist, also a UT professor. I've been to everybody. I can't sleep for years. It's incredible. I'm a workaholic. I don't even drink coffee because it might make me not sleep. He goes, I took your knockout formula, and he said, I've done everything, tested the drugs, you name it, none of it worked. And he said, it absolutely reset my brain. He was like, he's 10 years younger, literally. And he said, this totally changed my world. Why is it so much better than when I just bought melatonin at the store? And I said, I figured if we just took melatonin, L-tryptophan, valerian root, and all these other key things that are known as natural and healthy and organic sources of this that have been known for thousands of years to aid in sleep, lemon balm, chamomile, all of it together, at the normal safe dosages of each one, all supercharged together, that it would be absolutely explosive and would give people amazing sleep. And he said, yeah, it's changed my life. I want to come on air and endorse it. So I'm telling you, Knockout's $19.95. Ladies and gentlemen, it should be $50. One bottle of melatonin of the same strength is $19.95. We have the same dose in there and then everything else you need. And it's all organic with absolutely no fillers. Just understand that that's why we're such game changers. We do the research. We do the research to bring you the products that nobody else will do, with the top scientists, you name it, top producers. Personally, I came up with a Knockout and then worked with others to, pick the best sources. But I'm really, really proud of it. It was just some little side issue that I thought, sometimes I mix valerian with melatonin, it really works good together. I said, what if we had everything together? I checked with the experts to make sure none of it interacted wrong, and they were just like, oh, my God, still consult your physician. Knockout, available at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com, changing people's lives, ladies and gentlemen. All right, InfoWars.com. Thank you all. Spread the link back to Paul, Joseph Watson, and our amazing crew in Austin, Texas. Please pray for us. We have never been under a more serious attack, and that is because we are the tip of the spear. We're having an amazing, amazing effect, and we're backed by the people. That's the globalist Achilles heel. We're backed by the people, and that's why, even though they took our sponsors over the years, most of them, and harassed them and shut us off Google ads and did everything to us or ad roll, despite all of that, we are here thriving and moving forward. So now they've gone to the higher levels of persecution. But like Christ said, that if you love me and follow me and try to be a good, loving person and help others, the world will hate you. And so this is a great sign of where we are. Thank you all so much. I humble myself before God. Humble myself for my family, the listeners, everybody else, and I just seek God's face. And again, I want to thank the amazing crew there in Austin, everything they do. I just love our crew, and I love our listeners. Thank you.
When Napoleon lay at Boulogne for a year with his flat-bottom boats and his grand army, he was told by someone, there are bitter weeds in England. There are certainly a great many more of them since the British Expeditionary Force returned. Sir, I have myself full confidence that if all do their duty, if nothing is neglected, and if the best arrangements are made, as they are being made, we shall prove ourselves once more able to defend our island home, to ride out the storm of war, and to outlive the menace of tyranny, if necessary for years, if necessary alone. At any rate, that is what we are going to try to do. That is the resolve of His Majesty's government, every man of them. That is the will of Parliament and the nation, the British Empire and the French Republic, linked together in their cause and in their need, will defend to the death their native soil, aiding each other like good comrades to the utmost of their strength. We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the link so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
On the Alex Jones Show, and before I get back into the news on Bill O'Reilly and Fox News, which you heard Alex talking about in the last segment. I want to tell you about the extended Easter specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we're running out on these products. We've had to remove some of them from the list, but we still have 30% off the Brain Force. That is the nootropic that everybody's ranting and raving about, me included, because it really gives you mental focus, mental clarity in performing any task. It is 30% off. We have an independent review on BrainForce from a user that just left this yesterday. This is from Frank. He says about BrainForce, another game-changing product. I take two when I know I'm going to have a challenging day and they send me flying through it. BrainForce gives me laser-like focus and elevated mood and memory recall that I've been searching for. Another game-changing product. And I can vouch for that because I take it every time I do this show. I take it at home every time I'm doing a particularly focused, really hardcore task. It gives you that extra cutting edge that you need. It boosts your energy, your memory, your mental acuity. It is Brain Force Plus. It is 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pop two of those and you're good to go. Don't take any more than that because it's powerful stuff. It is Brain Force Plus, 30% off. We also still have 25% off the Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Survival Shield X2 and many others at InfoWarsStore.com. Everything we do is made possible by you because we don't take any loans or government funding. We don't take millions of dollars from Bahrain or other Gulf State dictatorships like CNN. We don't take fat handouts from George Soros like Media Matters. We run our organization, we grow it through your support, and that is why they absolutely hate us and can't stand it, because we're truly independent and they're not. We're independent because of you getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, the extended Easter sale for a limited time only. We're running out of those products fast, so get your hands on them right now. Now, you heard before the break, Alex was ranting and raving about O'Reilly and Fox News with good reason. Because, of course, he's just been let go after a long protracted controversy over allegations over sexually assaulting women. Now we have this article out of Gateway Pundit, the new Fox News. James Murdoch's lefty wife works for Clinton Climate Initiative, regularly trashes Trump on Twitter. So the two sons who have been given control of the reins, basically at this point, are now linked directly with Clinton operatives. The Murdoch family fired Bill O'Reilly, the top personality on cable news for the past 15 years on Wednesday. Now this, James Murdoch's wife, Catherine Murdoch, is an outspoken leftist who works for the Clinton Climate Initiative. Catherine Murdoch hates Donald Trump and regularly trashes the president on Twitter. If you scroll down in the article, you can read some of her tweets where she trashes the president on a routine basis. I'm with her. She's a Hillary Clinton operative. That is the wife of James Murdoch, who is now basically in control of Fox News, which led to O'Reilly being let go. Of course, they've still got to make money. They've still got to resonate. So they're going to push Tucker Carlson up to the primetime O'Reilly slot. They've also got, I think it's Eric Bolling coming in for Tucker's slot. He's red-pilled. He's a Trump supporter. So leftists who are celebrating taking down O'Reilly really should take another look at it, because now you've got two prominent red-pilled Trump supporters in prominent primetime positions on Fox News. But again, their audience is dying out. Their average viewer is 69 years old. They're still on top of the game, but for how much longer is the question in the aftermath of the firing of Bill O'Reilly? We will be back in the next segment with more news and with Michael Heaver after that. He's talking about the UK election and the big French election this weekend. We'll be back live, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting.